AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
I really want to win Wimbledon, and you know, it happened.
It's another Grand Slam title for Serena Williams. Graham Agars has the story from London.
Serena Williams overcame a slow start and some heavy hitting from a tenacious Garbiñe Muguruza to win her sixth women's title at Wimbledon. The Spaniard pushed Williams all the way, twice breaking her as she served for the match in the second set, that before the top seed steadied for a 6-4, 6-4 win. Williams' victory completed the Serena Slam. She now holds all four major tennis titles at the one time and had brought up her 21st career major, just one behind Steffi Graf. Graham Agars, London.
The men's final is tomorrow at Wimbledon. Roger Federer faces defending champ Novak Djokovic. Greece's finance minister has been talking with skeptical creditors today, trying to convince them that the Greek government can be trusted to deliver on its reform promises in exchange for a financial rescue. Meetings will be held tomorrow in Brussels with European Union leaders. The American Federation of Teachers is endorsing Hillary Rodham Clinton for president. It's the first major labor union endorsement of the presidential campaign. In Las Vegas, Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump says his comments about immigration have become a movement and has pointed to violence perpetrated by immigrants in the U.S. illegally to defend his stance.
I love people to come into the country legally. They have to come in legally. There's nothing wrong. I mean, what's wrong with it?
Trump brought on stage a man whose 17-year-old son was shot and killed in 2008 by a man in the country illegally. A beach in Rhode Island had to be evacuated.
We believed there had been an explosion, a small explosion, subsurface that literally erupted out of the sand.
Larry Marachian with the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management says a woman was taken to the hospital. No obvious evidence of an explosive device. This is AP Radio News. New York is hosting a huge Christian rally. A former New York Yankee star will be among those there.
Organizers say tens of thousands of the faithful will attend the revival. Leading the gathering will be 80-year-old Luis Palau, a prominent evangelical Christian figure. He's a native of Argentina who's been dubbed the Latino Billy Graham. Mariano Rivera plans to join entertainers Mandisa, Marcus Witt, Matt Redman, and Hezekiah Walker at the rally. The event will be live streamed. More than 1,200 Christian churches are participating, along with Mayor Bill de Blasio. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis is wrapping up his South American trip in Paraguay.
Porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre.
Francis is praising Paraguay's women as the most glorious women of America because of how they helped rebuild the country after a devastating regional war in the 1860s that wiped out more than half Uruguay's population. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.